This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado distributed more than 9,000 respirator masks and other personal protective equipment to help healthcare facilities last month. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports.
The Colorado State Emergency Operations Center gave PPE to local emergency management and public health offices, as well as senior and home care facilities in 34 counties. Officials say tens of thousands of gloves, gowns, and surgical masks were also sent out, as well as an experimental antiviral drug to help some patients fight COVID-19. The equipment mostly came from FEMA, with some from state purchases and donations. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
The Supreme Court has ruled that states can force their Electoral College members to vote for the presidential candidate who wins the statewide popular vote. In 2016, a Colorado elector wanted to vote for John Kasich instead of Hillary Clinton as part of an effort to keep Donald Trump from becoming president. However, the elector says his real goal is to highlight problems with the Electoral College and make a case for getting rid of it. Front Range residents can comment online on a plan to develop passenger rail service from Fort Collins to Pueblo. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The online meeting runs through the end of the month and shows potential routes for the 173-mile rail service. The state estimates that by 2050, an additional 3 million people will be living and commuting along the Front Range, where four-fifths of Colorado's population already lives. According to the state, plans for a rail system on the Front Range have been under consideration for more than a decade, although funding for the project has yet to be identified. For KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.
Coming up, Arizona is facing one of the worst coronavirus outbreaks in the country, with the highest ever testing positive rates. Massachusetts has driven its infection rates down and could offer some lessons to Arizona. And that will be coming up next on All Things Considered. Coming up in 10 minutes, public affairs reporter Andrew Kinney joins us live with the latest on the Supreme Court's Faithless Electors case. It is 93 degrees in Denver, 80 in Vail, 99 degrees with lots of sunshine in Grand Junction. You're listening to CPR News.